This is WSKG News. Gay bars are hard to come by in the Southern Tier. There are none in Oneonta or Cooperstown or Ithaca. And the main one in Binghamton, Merlin's, just closed in October. Only the bar Squiggy's is left in Binghamton. It's a trend nationwide, but is it a problem? Some people say society is more supportive of same-sex couples or that business at gay bars is down. But some LGBTQ people say they still deal with gay bashing and still need a space to hang out with other people who are gay. WSKG's Monica Sandreski headed to downtown Binghamton to talk with a group of drag kings that's become much more transient.
The next year stage, we have this delicious little bit of mocha for you. We have mocha coming to ya!
A few dozen people sip mimosas and bite into slices of prosciutto on an unusually sunny Saturday morning at the restaurant Citria along the Shenango Riverfront. And one by one, six drag kings take turns dancing between the two rows of tables, lip-syncing flirtatiously with diners. It's their first time performing here. The group usually caravans through the Triple Cities and up to Syracuse, making stops at a handful of bars, both gay and mainstream, a few nights a month. Trey Truman goes by Trudette Truman, and Meg Stables performs as Tony Sane. Both agree all the traveling has bonded the group together.
We all family no matter where we go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think we've all branched out more and we've broadened our horizons.
I have this show tonight and then I gotta go to Trex by tonight.
Me too.
Yeah, we gotta go to Trex.
This community wasn't always so mobile. Before last October, they could meet up at one spot, the main gay bar in Binghamton, Merlin's, to lip sync at Trash Thursdays, the weekly drag show. Phil Howell helped start Trash Thursdays. He was a bartender and manager at Merlin's. He says for decades, the gay bar was the gathering spot, the center for social life in the gay community. And it had to have a place to perform.
Had to have dance floor, had to have dance lights. You had to have good drinks. I mean, you had to have certain liquors. Like, you had to have Goldschlager. Yeah, for whatever reason. I don't know if the Gold Flex, or I don't know what it is.
And over a cocktail with that gold-flecked Goldschlager or Absolute, they'd look to meet a romantic partner. Today, there are apps like Grindr or Adam for Adam for that. But not everyone is into them.
I've never used an app like that, I'm going to say that.
That's Maria Carbone at the drag show. For her, hookup apps are too big a gamble.
I've used Facebook and then be like, hey, she's gay, go ahead, hit her up. But I don't trust any of those apps. Just like Craigslist killer, just like all that stuff going on. Like, that's me personally.
Carbone says she needs to interact. She actually met her girlfriend through friends at Merlin's. Phil Howell says that's a big role gay bars play.
Socializing, doing something other than just trying to, you know, get laid.
Besides the tastier side of relationships, many people feel gay bars are a safe place to be out in public once you have a partner. Sean Massey says one reason for that is because they create a different social norm. Massey is a professor of gender studies at Binghamton University. He also owns the restaurant Tranquil in Binghamton, which has a lot of gay customers. Massey says almost any bar you go to, men flirt with women flirt with men, straight people can be comfortable.
And if a gay person's in there, they don't get to have that same level of comfort. They don't get to, you know, because there's presumption of heterosexuality, right? And so they violated that presumption.
At a gay bar, though, the social norm is different. It's expected that men flirt with men, women flirt with women. It's safer, but not in every way. Back at the drag show, Trudette Truman says one of his friends has gotten beaten up in the bathroom at a gay bar in Syracuse.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You have that big sign saying this is a gay bar. Straight people are going to go in there and gay bash you.
Yep.
It's like, oh, here you go. Welcome.
And Truman says at mainstream bars, people shoot dirty looks or roll their eyes at him and his partner. He says he doesn't care. It's not that easy for his friend Maria Carbone. She says hanging out at a gay bar boosted her confidence.
That's the biggest thing that gave me security. I don't know about anyone else. I can't speak for anyone else. Yeah. But going to Merlin's with someone and being able to be comfortable with them there gave me the courage to do it anywhere else.
And she has to go elsewhere. The drag kings head to Johnson City to lip sync next Thursday night. In Binghamton, Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.